Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As most of you know, I'm a person who likes old sayings and quotes from people far wiser than myself. This week, two in particular come to mind. The first I've used before, but it bears repeating. It's from President Garfield, who said, "The people are responsible for the character of their Congress, and if that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption." The second is another of my favorites. It says that if you're not taking flak, you're not over the target. At the Montana Family Foundation, our job is to affect public policy in a positive way for parents and their children from a Judeo-Christian perspective. We work in the legislature and the courts, and we do it in three ways. The first is through education and research, providing policymakers with quality data so that they can make good decisions. The second is advocacy, promoting our position. We do this with our four-person government affairs team. Another term for advocacy is lobbying. And the third and most difficult leg of the stool is accountability, holding legislators and judges responsible for their decisions. This is the most difficult because it tends to be the most controversial. That said, it's also the most important. This week, we launched the opening salvo in the war to stop comprehensive sex education, better known as sex education beginning in kindergarten, from becoming part of the curriculum in every public school in Montana. The first step is to get the right legislators in place, and in the last session, there were two legislators who voted no on a bill that would have forced schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. This bill would have put parents back in charge, and out of 96 Republican legislators, only two voted no. Both were senators from the Flathead. So this week, we alerted their constituents to that fact so that they can make informed choices as they cast their votes. Another controversial race is taking place in the eastern part of the state, where a pro-life Republican is facing off against a pro-choice Republican in a House district primary. Not unusual in and of itself, but in this case, the pro-choice Republican pled out on a federal fraud charge and agreed to pay restitution and testify against others in the case in exchange for charges not being filed. This wasn't a case of youthful indiscretion that happened 20 or 30 years ago. This case is less than 2 years old, and the person who broke the law is now asking voters to send them to Helena so that they can make the laws that you and I have to live under. This goes to the heart of President Garfield's quote, "If we have any hope of restoring our nation, we have to begin by electing people of unquestionable character." I'm sure that this person is very nice and even well-respected in the community, but the fact that they broke the law should disqualify them for public service, at least in the short term. It's difficult to hold public officials accountable because it means sticking your head up out of a foxhole and being shot at, but for the sake of our children and grandchildren, it's time that we start. The absentee ballots have been mailed, primary voting has begun, and it's up to us to choose the very best candidates possible. If we sit on the sidelines, choose not to vote, and allow people of questionable character to be elected, then we have only ourselves to blame. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.